You want to cross it over on your side. That we see in a bunch of places in the sugya. Want to sort of like put it together and see it in all the places. As in the sugya, we saw that it was taught for echad b'fneinu. And b'shas tkiva, the other person is shosik. The Gemara says it's a duye oidolei. B'shtika is kaida. As we saw in two oifin, that there's shtika kaida. There's one often where he shosik b'tchila v'atzeif. He shosik the whole time. And there's one oifin when he shosik ulubsoif katzavach. As how does the shtika work? As the Pashan of Mahalich is, you would learn that Hoidoz Baldin is similar to what we had in Gimel Amud Beis in Baba Kodiya, which repeats itself in many places in Shas. Hoidoz Baldin is an emanis. When a person is Maida, we believe him, what happened, the Inyan that he's mischayiv himself. In fact, he's Neman Yosem, Rimeya Edim, to be Mavaritas, what happened. As you could understand, that over here, the Shtika Kaida also is al derech zeh. Rav Nachum wanted to be machadish that the Shtika Kaida of our sugya doesn't mean an emanis in the mitzias in what happened. As Kaidim Bukal, he brought a ksais, it's in a kof lamed ches, sif cotton base, that already says that Shtika Kaida doesn't mean kibshutai. He buys it from a Rashi that says the sugya is talking about Kaidim Shanishba. And then Rav Nachum added on the Ksais Hezber, and he also added a bunch of rayas to prove this Yisayin. So we want to go through the rayas of Rav Nachum in the sugya to buy the Yisayin that it's not a regular Shtika Kaida of Hadas Valdin Kimeya Eden. Aleph, the Gemara tries to be Poshet the Shailo of Shasik Ulubsayv Kosavach from a Tesefta. That says if it's takvaka bifneinu, as hamoitzi mechaveroi olav araya. Frank the Gemara b'shite, what's the chiddush? Zag the Gemara, it's talking about shasig ulubsoiv katsavach. Frank Rav Nachum, as why does the braisa say the din is hamoitzi mechaveroi olav araya? If there's a din of haidaz baldin kemeya edem dami, he's neman to be mevar the mitzias. What happened? As we know, what happened. It's not a din ramoitzi mechavero. That's a din in a suffix. But the din of ramoitzi mechavero veraya is when you bring edim. Edim help. If there's haidaz baldin, it's yosem imeya edim. As why should edim help? As on this line of the Gemara, Rav Nachum Boyd, a big yisoid. Advice to chayis, it's not haidaz baldin of nemanis. Balderech zeh, Rav Nachum was medayik in the Gemara we saw yesterday. The Gemara says, in timsi loymar, takvu echad vifneinu, ein moitzien oisai miyadoi, hegdesha belay takva mahu. What's this lashon, ein moitzien oisai miyadoi? Mashma, ein moitzien. We're not moitzi from him. If it's haidaz baldin kemeya edim dami, what's the lashon of ein moitzian? More than ein moitzian, it's his. There's a haidah that it's his. As that's the, those are the makairas from the Gemara. Those are two Gemaras. One's a diak and one's from Amish from the Teichin Ha'en. Okay. Aleph. Rav Nachum brought that in Rashi, in two places in the sugya, there's a strong marker that Rashi learns this way also. Number one, Rashi on Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara is dan's what's the ding by Hekdesha, and the Gemara says Tashma from Mesusa. Ahu Mesusa Davi Minzia Lei Beitrei Vasi Chag Vekiddush. And the Gemara brings a raya to this shailah from Takvu Kayim. As Rashi was bothered, the nidna l'sugya is by shasi gulub saif kasap, is by ishtika. As what's the raya from Takvu Kayim? As Rashi explains that the raya from Takvu Kayim is, we're talking about bisman of the tkifas ha-kayim, he was shasak. Frek de pnei Yeshua, And if the shtika kaida of our sugya is the regular haidas baldin kamei eden dami, then I'm honest that I know what happened. Believe me, what happened? That's only shayich when I know what happened. Over here, we're talking about a suffik be'etzem. Is it a bechor or not? The Baalim himself doesn't know. As how is it shayich a shtika kaida? As that's muhach from Rashi, that the shtika of the sugya does not mean shtika kaida. Raya number one. Raya number two is from a Rashi that Chassam Sefer and the Nochum are medayik. Rashi learns that the sugya compares the din of Hekdesha to the din of Tokfu Echad Bifneinu. What's the dimyan? As we saw, that Tosis says that if the Gemara is Madame, it must be there's a Shtika Kaida. And the din of the sugya is when there's a Shtika Kaida. But the Chassam Sefer says, Stimus Rashi doesn't mention in the sugya Shtika Kaida, is mashma, that Rashi learns that the Nidin is not Mishum Shtika Kaida. Dikduk number one. Diknut number two, Rashi's meduyik, Rav Nochum is medayik. The din is, if hegdish is olim kitkifa, it's yochol hegdisha, it's not mashma the shayla is a suffix in haidah's about din. If it's not working midin haidah, what is it working? As Rav Nochum boyd from the Rashba, that the way that said that you could be makdishit is because you have a schus to be taikifit. Because the halacha is in timzi loyma, if you talk for ein moitzi and oisa miyado, as you have a schus to be toikifit, as therefore that schus to be toikifit gives you a bailus to be makdisha. That was the way of Nahum Boyd from Rashi, and that's in the Yisayid Abshad is in the Rashba. Frek Rav Nochum, if shtika is a regular haidas baldin kemeya edim dami, as it's not a schus that I have that if I'm kikifit it becomes mine. If I grab and he's quiet, as now there's a shtika kaida that makes it mine. But I don't have a schus that there should be a haidas baldin kemeya edim dami. Why does that give me a bailus even before I did the tkifa? As Mevur Muchach in Rashi and the Rashba, that they hold that the Shtika is not Kaida. As those were the two Diyuk Makairis from Rashi and a Maka from the Rashba. Nachum added, there is another Maka from the Rashba that the Shtika is not Kaida. And this is a Maka even by Shasak Mitchila Vad Saif. Why? Because the Ramban says a chiddush, he's medayik the Gemara. What's the shaila of shosik ulabsoif kasavach? Because he tied us bezdin is seeing. As a bezdin seeing, I felt I didn't have to be moichos. That's the reason why with shosik my shtik is not kaida. So the Ramban, I was if he's mechutz le bezdin, when bezdin's not around, zikr the shtik is kaida. As freg the Rashba and the Ramban. So why don't we say the braisa that says if it's yotze mitar yadecha mem hamoitzi michavel v'raya is talking about we was talk of michutz lebezdin tainet the ritvi yishanim? How could you say that? The braisa says hamoitzi michavel v'raya, edim helps. If the Ramban holds it so he does baldin, why should edim help? As you see in the Rashba, he holds it so he does baldin and edim will not work. That's the Raya from the Rashba. Okay. As we have a Maka from a Gemara, a Raya from two Rashis, and a Raya from two Rashbas. The last Nakuda is, there's two more Nakudas. The Ramban is a Maka from the Ramban. Tosis learns the Sugya of Hekdesha. Taisis says it's talking about where there's a Haidas Baldin. Frek Taisis, even after the Haidas Baldin, it's still biyad of the person who's holding it. As how could you be Makdish? Hare Gezel, you're not allowed to be Makdish. So Taisis, after he's moide, it's like a pikadon. As being that it's like a pikadon, as therefore you could be makdishet. Tainas the Ramban, if it's still biyad biyad of the person, the haidah doesn't help. The haidah only helps if you're a muhsik. If you're not a muhsik, the haidah doesn't help. Either Ramban learns the sugya that it is midin haidah. He says because the word is hegdish is kitkifa. That's why the Gemara says amirasa legvaya kimisira lehegdish. When you're saying it's hegdish, it's kilu. You grabbed it out of him and you gave it to hegdish. As hegdish is kitkifa. But Taisis is clearly learning not that way. Taisis says you didn't grab it from him. It's still biyad chaveray, and the hegdish works and the haidah works. As the Ramban, you see, haidah doesn't work unless you're a muhsik. You need two things together, haidah and tvisa muhsik. Why? If it's haidah, well, din kimei edim dami, why do you need it? Those were the makayres. The last makar is the Rambam, with the tvisa bechazara, that even after haidah, if the person's tvis bechazara, he wins it back. As why should he win it back if it's Haidah's Baldin, Kimeya Eidim Dali? As a Bezei, it comes out, we have a Makkah from a Gemara, a Makkah from Rashi, a Makkah from Rajba, and a Makkah from Rambam. Bekitza, that was the Shia Klali of Rav Nachum, said over the way he said over the Shia Klali. After he learned the Sugya inside, the way it used to be was, they said, learn the Sugya, then they gave Shia Klali. And everyone came. It was on the sugya, it was the hemshech of the sugya, it was Kilo putting it together. Oh, as this was Rav Nachum Shir Klali. He put everything together, all the rise. Okay, so let's go slow. So why is it that the Haidah is not a Haidah's Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami? Why shouldn't it be a regular din of Haidah's Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami? As we're going to say over one mahala. Nachum said two, but what do we say over one? That's the real one. As Nachum, you could say a simple hesper. If we're talking about Shasir, Ulubsaif, Kasavach, as then you could say that in order for the Shtika to be a Haidah, you need it to be a Umdenu de Muchach, that he's Maideh. He didn't say it. How do you know what he's thinking? You have to say it's a umdene de muchach. If it's shasik or the psaif kasavach, there's no umdene de muchach that he's moida. That's aleph. If you say even by shasik mitchila vatsoif, it's still not haida gemura, you'll say also over there, it's not a umdene gemura. And what would be the hesver? Until now, he was fighting back and forth. He said, it's mine. The other guy said it's not. And they went to Bezdin and they got lawyers and they were excited. A whole ganze din taira. All of a sudden, now he's going to be maida. It's not the stabber. As therefore, there's no umdana de muchach that the guy is maida. As if he's just saisik, if he's not saying the ida, there's no umdana de muchach, we don't have a ida. Aye, the shayla is, so why does the shtinker work? As that, Rav Nachum had two mahalchim, Gishmaka mahalchim. One is, we feed the Rajba in Ksubis Daf Tezayin, that the Rajba says that the reason why Tvisa doesn't make you into a muhsik, which means it doesn't show you're a bailim, is because the Tvisa is Derek Zela. As if you grab it when the guy is shoysik, it doesn't, it's not Derek Zela. Because he's moida, he let you take it. And the second mahalch was be'etzim when a person tainas, he wins the din taira. Just the other person tainas against him, so when there's a taina against the taina, you don't win the din taira. But when you're shoysik, you mevatel your taina. As you're not neman of the din taira, but you're mevatel your taina, you're taking back your taina. So when you take back your taina, the other person wins. The nafgamina between the two mahalchim is, do you have to be a muhsik for tfis, for the shtika to help? Okay, that's the nafgamina. And that is the big yisoid of Rav Nachum, the big shir, sheklali, the big yisoid of Rav Nachum, the tuif, Shtika Kaida and the way it repeats itself throughout the Surya. Okay. Now we want to come back to the Gemara and learn the Gemara of Ignisha again. And just chazer over quickly the different shittas we had in Ekdesha to put it together. Because what's the suffix of the Gemara? The Gemara declares, "In Timsi Laima, talk better with Nenu. Ein Mitzia Noisai Miyadai, Ekdesha Beloi Tak Fumau. Kivan Dam Amar, Ami Rasa Legvaya, Kimisira Lehedia Dami, Kiman the Tak for Dami." The Gemara says you need the aside of Amirasa Legvaya Kimisira Lehadyat. Why does the Gemara need the aside of Amirasa Legvaya Kimisira Lehadyat? The Gemara should say, Hektish works. Who cares why it works? Why does the Gemara have to say Amirasa Legvaya Kimisira Lehadyat? What are these words of the Gemara adding to the Pshat? Because we have two ways of learning. The Ramban learns that the Hoidah only helps if you're Tokaf. As you need to hear that Al Yedei, that which you're Makdish it, it Ki'ilu Hegdish took it already. Why? Because the Ran adds, Hegdish is Chal B'chol Makom Shehi. The Rishus of Hegdish is everywhere. The Yerushalmi says a very nice Hezber. The Yerushalmi says, Lashem Ha'aretz Umloyoi. The whole world is the chotzer of Hashem. As wherever it is, it's in Hashem's hands. As even when it's in your hands, but it's in Hashem's hands. That's the pshat in Amirasa Ligvaya Kivisira Lahed Yadami. Because Hashem's everywhere. Hashem's up, down, everywhere. As wherever it is, it's Birshus Hashem. As Amirasa Ligvaya Kivisira Lahed Yadami. If you saying it's Hegdish, it's Kilu Hegdish. Hashem walked in, it's in Hashem's hands, it's in Hashem's Rishus. As it's Kilu, Hashem made it Kifa. Thus is Lefi the Ramban. Lefi the Rajba, that the Hegdish is because you have a schus to make it Kifa. Lefi Rashi, what do you need on me? Rasa Ligvaya? Because my schus is, if I make it Kifa, it's mine. So how can I be Makdish it without a Tkifa? Must be, because Amirasa Ligvaya Kimisira Lehedyet. As my schus is, when I make a Tkifa, it's mine. Hegdish is Kitkifa Dami. As I'm utilizing my schus Tkifa, because Hegdish is Kitkifa, Lashem Aritz Umulaya. As Lafi Zeh, Amirasa Ligvaya Kimisira Lehedyet is a Longdishavad. Hegdish is Kitakfa. And that's the reason why Hegdish works. What's the other tzad of the Gemara? The other tzad of the Gemara is Ki Yagdish is Beisai Kodesh. Enoch Inami. If you're going to be Magdish it, it's going to be in your Rishos because Hegdish was Taikiv it. But right now it's not. But you have a source that if you're Taikiv it, it's yours. Is that enough Bailis to be Magdish it? As the Fee said, it's a Lomdish Sveikis in the Bailis of Hegdish. Is it enough? The bailis that you need to be Magdish is a schus kifa, enough bailis to be Magdish. And the words of the Gemara, mamish kling gavaldik. Kling means they read well, the mamish read beautifully. The Gemara is saying the lumdis of the suffering. Every word of the Gemara is necessary for the lumdis of the suffering. The shayla is you have a schus kifa, and Hegdish is kit kifa, so therefore I have enough bailis to be Magdish, or no? The Maisid, I don't own it Legamri, I only own it Le'inyan, if I'm taking it, it's mine. Is that enough to be Makdish? That's not called Rishusa.
Hekdish is like Kifa, but it's like Kifa in Hekdish versus Hekdish. How is it versus Makdish?
Because it's coming from him.
So it makes it that it's in his Rishus, and then he could be Mechel HaChalos. All comes together.
He wants to know how it works. Does it work like that it first goes into his Rishos and then it goes into Hegdish, it's Mabas Achas? Or being that Hegdish is coming Mikoyach his Rishos, even if it doesn't go into Rishos, but it happens Kaachas. He's declaring the Lomdish Tifa Chakira, Yeshlom, Shena Chakira. How it works. If it has to go two steps, first it goes into his Rishus, and then, and because Hegdish is a Tkifa, it goes first into his Rishus, or it's enough that it goes straight in. Shein HaRakir.
Matami Rasala Gvaya helping for Tysis.
Rega. Good. Okay, good question. I'm gonna get there. Oh, that's the Mahalich of the Ramban. The Shaila is in Liba de Tysis, how do you read the Gemara? As Tysis learns, what's the suffix? The suffix is Shtika Kaida. Because first of all, it's a little bit chasim and hasefer. The Gemara doesn't speak out the Gemara. The shayla is the Gemara speaks out amirasa legvaya. As he's asking, what is the amirasa legvaya necessary according to Tosfos? As the Chiddushei Aran performs it, and the Chiddushei Aran says that vaystechais, if the way hekdish worked was not through amirasa legvaya, hekdish would not be a cause of mocham. The guy says it's hegdish. Okay, it wouldn't be meicha. As long as you're not taking it away from me, I have no reason to be meicha. What makes me be meicha? Because you're pulling it away from me. You're taking it away from me. But if it's by me, even if you're saying it's hegdish, it wouldn't bother me. But being that hegdish, is amirasa l'gvaya kimisira lehedyed, as when you're makdish it, it's like it went out of my rishus because now it's kilu by Hashem and it's not by me. As that's a siba for me to be moicha. As lefi the ran, the amirasa legvaya kimsira lehedyin is the siba why the guy is moicha. Now lefi ze, it's going to come out that in order for the hegdish to be a siba for mocha, he's got to be a lamdin. If I understand that hekdish means amirasa legvaya kimsira lehetin, and I understand when he's makdish it, it's kilu, it's biyad Hashem and not biyadi, oh, then I should scream. But let's say the guy is a amaharis. Number one, he never learned about amirasa legvaya, or he learned amirasa legvaya daf yemidik, and he doesn't really understand what the word means. As then, Luchayra won't be a Siba for Mocha. Comes up to Chiddush Imshat. You know, it's a Lumdish Siba to be Mocha. But that's what you have to say according to Taisis. The Fi Taisis, it's also Shver the Hemshech of the Gemara. So what's the Gemara saying? Ma Beisai Beshusai, Frank Nixais. The other Tzar of the Gemara, Shtik is not Kaida. So you have to say, because Shtik is not Kaida, therefore there's a Chsar of Ma Beisai Beshusai. As the Gemara Amirasa Legvaya and the end of the Gemara is not so meduyik lefi Taisis. Lefi the other Rishonim, both things fit in the Ikar HaSafik. Taif. Okay, so that's a quick chazara of one Nakuda Shtika Kaida and another Nakuda, how you read the Gemara, which is Mamish, reading it Kefi the Oimek HaPshat. And that's the Nakudas that we wanted to see today.